Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, my finest of friends, and welcome to another Emergency Questions compilation. I am glad that so many of you are enjoying these. They're quite good fun, aren't they? And if you're not enjoying them, you don't have to listen to them. But please download them and play them. But don't listen to them. That's all we request. What this is, it's looking back through the catalogue, thanks to Ben Evans, not that one. Very sterling work. Going back through the back catalogue, finding out where the questions have been asked and taking out the best possible answers. We've done a few. Which question will it be today? Well, it's not up to me to decide. It's up to the fickle finger of fate. We're going to spin the roulette wheel, which has all the questions, emergency questions, round the edge and see which one comes out. So let's spin it now. Ah, fate, you fickle-fingered thing. What a wonderful question to choose. I couldn't have chosen better myself. I'm not going to tell you what the question is yet, but to find out its origin, let's listen to this little bit of stand-up from Rahalastapa.
Oh, and the big news story as we record this, maybe not as you're listening to it or watching it, is Conservatives in crisis. But the Mark Reckless... And Brooke Newmark, who both sound like they've been named by William Thackeray as kind of pathetic names, satirical names you would give her. Mark Reckless has gone to UKIP from the Conservatives, same thing, innit? Don't make any difference. Brooke Newmark has sent a picture of his penis, his erect penis. And he's quite an old man. I'm quite impressed he could even do that. Get an erection long enough to take a photo of it. He sent that to a person he thought was an attractive woman. It turned out it wasn't an attractive woman. It was a horrible journalist man. And I bet that journalist man was punching the air, wasn't he, when he got the front page of the Sunday Mirror for that. But The downside of that, to get that front page, he did have to look at a picture of Brooke Newmark's erect penis, which I would, every time he blinked, that's on his retinas now, that every time he closes his eyes for the rest of his, ah. But I think Brooke Newmark, actually, just his, if you don't need a photo of him, he just his face and head just looks quite like a penis anyway. And I wondered if maybe it was just a picture of his actual face that had been sent through. He looks, I said on Twitter that he could play, again, you won't understand, you're going to be lost today. He's going to play the lead in the live-action version of the Wicked Willy film. But then I looked at a picture of Mark Reckless, who looks more like a penis. Seriously, he looks a lot more like a penis than Brooke Newmark. He's kind of, he looks like he could be a six-foot-high penis. He's got no neck. It's just like a bald head. I think he could be just a six-foot-tall penis wearing kind of false shoulders on a suit. I think David Icke was right about nearly everything. It's not lizards, though. It's just giant penises. Again, it's like something written by the unimaginative mind of William Makepeace Thackeray. That's before your time, right? That's before everyone's time. Don't worry, no one who knows who William Thackeray is. He's Alma's great-great-great-great-great-granddad. As it happens...
Some of you may be able to work out from that what the question is going to be, but let's listen to the very first time I asked it on that same show, I assume, to the wonderful Catherine Ryan.
I'll ask you an emergency question. This is a new it's all new emergency questions. You're going to be very upset. Yeah, none of the old ones. That might be an odd one. If you had to choose between being with... if you had to choose between these two choices, mm-hmm. would you rather date a man who was a six-foot-tall penis with a face, like Mark Reckless, or a man who, instead of having a penis, had a tiny man growing out there? Right, so it's either a six-foot penis, and that penis could wear... like a false suit that made him look like he was a human being, and he'd be a really big and he'd just be bald. We'd put like a little wig on the back to make it look like it's
okay.
Just don't look too closely at the top of his. He might wear a hat, he would have a face on his penis head, but he'd be a 6 foot high penis, or a man who had a just and then every time he took his trousers down, the man would go, oh, hello, Catherine, it's me. It's me, the tiny man. Presumably the tiny man would also have a penis, but it would be a very tiny penis.
Is the man a different man, or is it another? Is it a clone of himself?
It's like a different person. Obviously. I'm going to have to clarify that. It's not a clone of the... It's not like a man is so vain he's had a penis removed. His penis removed and replaced with a clone version of himself. That would be insane. It's a man who's just... instead he's been born like this. It's like, I suppose, like... a sort of conjoined twin of some kind. But the man is tiny. It's like a tiny 6-inch high man.
Okay.
6 to 8 inch high man. On average.
Well, you know I've already dated a 6 foot penis. So I think I would choose the man with the tiny man. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be like polygamy in a way.
Yeah.
I'd get two boyfriends and as long as I got along with both of them. Yeah, I don't see the harm in that.
It'd be difficult if one of them got jealous of the other. It'd be hard to choose one over the other as well, wouldn't it, I suppose? So that's the new emergency question. The audience don't seem to like it as much as it may have a limited lifespan.
First time out of the gates. Maybe the audience not so impressed. Maybe me thinking I wouldn't ask it again. How wrong I was about that. Here I am asking that very same query to the wonderful comedian James Acaster. Which will he choose?
If you had to choose between going on a date and having full sex at the end of the date with a man who was a 6 foot penis, but dressed up as a man, and he had like he had eyes in his head, but he is still a penis. If you looked at the top of his head, he might be wearing a wig, but at the top of his head is a blowhole.
Yeah, it's not the technical term, is it? A blowhole.
It is in this circumstance. He might be wearing a suit where he looked like he had shoulders, but if you took off the suit, it would just be like a Rod Hull false arm.
A false illusion. Arm.
Yeah, it'd be a false shoulders and false arms.
A cock.
So it's just basically
is
a 6 foot...
circumcised?
It's a good question. No, he's not, because he's from the UK.
Not circumcised.
He's not circumcised.
So he's got
like
a big foreskin there.
Yeah. Or he could, you know, pull that down.
Like...
As a roll neck jumper.
Okay. Where are his eyes?
It's not a human face. Obviously, he's got a human face in his...
Because if the human face is on the foreskin, then if it peels back, his face is gone.
It's underneath the foreskin.
It's underneath the foreskin. But then he's got to have it peeled down all the time. Otherwise, when it goes up, he can't see.
He keeps it peeled down.
Well, he can't always keep it peeled down.
He can.
He can't always.
If he's riding up, he pulls it down.
Always, constantly readjusting his foreskin. Always.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Constantly pulling his foreskin back in front of you when you're talking to him so he can see.
Oh. Once, if he's erect, it's fairly down out of the way, isn't it?
So he's got to always be aroused. Because what if he's sleepy?
Well, he wouldn't be sleepy on the date if you kept him entertained. If he starts shrinking on the date, you know you're having a bad time.
Yeah. So I guess when he is sleepy, it's okay, isn't it? Because he can just have a little sleep, like just pull it up and have a little sleep inside the foreskin and then put it back down again.
That's what he could do.
When he wakes up.
That is the first choice. Or just a regular man.
Normal man.
But instead of... He looks completely normal, but when he takes down his trousers, it turns out instead of a penis, he has another tiny man.
Tiny little man.
In place of his penis, but not his...
Attached to his...
His balls are still there, but his penis has not been replaced.
Yeah.
It's just the way he's grown. Another tiny human being.
Little boy.
5 to 9. No, it's a grown man.
Right.
But it's fine. No, we're not getting anything seedy here.
I'm just trying to...
He's probably 5 to 8 inches high on average.
Okay.
But he's a little man. And he's not like a clone. He's not like you and Ruttall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a different man. Maybe they got fused together in the womb somehow.
Is he going out from... Is his feet the bit that's attached?
His
or his head?
Yeah, I'm not going to have it so it's a man. His head's burrowed in the pubis. Yeah. Kind of monster.
Why would that be silly?
Just his legs sitting there. No one's going to want that, are they? Like a man...
Well, no one's going to want it anyway.
No, wait.
No one's going to want anything to do with that.
Out of the choice you might want it between the two, it's like two different men. You've got the man you can talk to and then his little friend.
We've always found a sub question in it. Would you rather have it attached by the head or attached by the
face? We'll ask that next week.
But if it's attached by the head,
yeah,
then if he gets strong enough,
yeah,
he could walk around with him just on his head sometimes. So he could get a chance. It's his turn to walk around. And he could be walking around with a guy on his head. He goes, he's attached to me, actually. Just have it like that.
Okay.
I don't know why it always has to be like he'd be delighted to be attached by the feet and have his head just sticking out there all day, not ever being in charge. You're helpless, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a good point. So which of the two would you prefer, the giant penis foreskin?
Sure.
Yeah, or the man with the tiny man. Either way, preference.
I think I would definitely prefer the tiny man for a dick because you've got... If you're going on a date with them and stuff, you have... More people you can maybe hit it off with.
Yeah.
If you don't get on with the big guy,
yeah,
you might get on with the little guy and think, oh, he's pretty cool. Yeah. And then you can continue to see him on dates. Whereas with the man with the who's a penis and pulls his foreskin down a lot, it's down to him having an amazing personality. Otherwise, it's going to be a horrible evening. So, I would rather go for the two. Oh, also,
yeah,
the man who's the little man penis.
Yeah.
Is he facing down or is he facing up? Can they make eye contact or not?
You can do that.
Just look over his shoulder all the time. But are they like, when he... Also, when he gets erect, what happens? Yeah. Does he actually get erect? Does the little man fill with blood? Does the little man get all full with blood and hard? Or does he just have to...
I think it would be very hard to get erect if you had a tiny man. I think you'd be embarrassed.
Does the tiny man have a tiny cock? Or does he have an even tinier man?
Substitutory question is going to be, what if the tiny man has, instead of a penis, also has a tiny man and so on to infinity? And also then you look, step back a bit from the normal man and realise he is, in turn, the penis of an even bigger, gigantic man.
Who I just live on and I didn't realise.
It's like an island. It's like Gulliver's Travels or something. You haven't realised you're walking on the other guy, who is in turn, and so on to infinity, the cock of another even bigger man. And
I wouldn't realise, though,
all the way round until the really biggest one is the cock of the tiniest man.
In the world?
Yeah, in the progression.
It's a circle.
So it just
eats itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that sounds horrible. I mean, that's nothing in that I'd like.
It'd be scary though, wouldn't it? That's why I'm
very scary.
So you've chosen that one, and then it's only later you realise.
But there's always going to be a clause. I mean, I would think going on a date with either of those people, there's a catch. I think this is too good to be true. It can't just be that he's got a little man cock. There's got to be something else going on here. And I'd find out later on, is this the infinite man cock? So, oh, yeah. Of course it is. Of course. But how do you even satisfy him?
Well, who cares?
Well, I do. I'm quite a considerate lover.
As long as you're turned on by it yourself, that is all that matters to be.
And there's no question about that.
Okay.
Expertly answered there by the wonderful James Acaster, as you would expect from a man of his genius. Next, let's go to another superb stand-up comedian, another regular guest on Rahulastapa. In fact, you can see her live on the 17th of July if you get down to the Leicester Square Theatre for our latest encounter. It's my good friend, Sarah Millican.
This is a new emergency question. If you had to choose between these two, and you had to do one of these two things, would you rather date a man who was a 6-foot-tall penis, but he has a face?
But he's, he sounds lovely. Yeah.
He can wear a suit that makes him look like he has shoulders, but that's false. So he is just he's just like, if he was naked, he'd just be a massive penis.
Right.
But he might have... It's just because... when
You keep saying massive penis as if it's a bad thing.
But 6 foot is quite big.
No, it's true.
I'll give it a go.
I'm nothing if not a trier.
Or a man who, instead of the penis, he has a tiny man grafted onto him there.
Do you make these up?
I do, mate.
Are you quite all right?
Which of those two would you rather have? You can ask any specific questions you wish.
I'm going to ask a question. Can the 6-foot penis man... Has he got a penis as well?
He's a penis. So, I mean, his penis would function as a gigantic
penis. Why don't
penis.
You want me to have sex anymore,
Well, you can pleasure him. He would, have a blowhole in the... He would have a blowhole. You could...
His feet testicles?
No, he's just a penis. On the small man, that would be...
That was a good question,
wasn't
it?
If his feet are testicles, he has to walk around on his testicles. Which would not be a pleasant thing for a 6 foot. No, that would be a very hefty weight on some
rolling. I'm guessing we're probably not going to go shopping anyway, if I'm honest. He's probably going to be somebody I'll keep indoors.
But the tiny man is just replacing him. But he's not been surgically attached. He's grown there, but there are some testicles underneath him, as there would be.
Obviously.
He's just replaced the penis.
I feel like such an idiot for asking now. Extra question. The tiny man that is a penis, but is a tiny man, can he stand with his arms down by his sides? Can he breathe in a condom, is what I'm asking.
I don't think he would be able to breathe in a condom. It would be difficult for him. If he went anywhere, say don't wear that to the man he was on, you'd have to say don't wear pants to him, because then otherwise that man is going to be then crushed up with some testicles in some pants. It's a very difficult life.
He's
for
grown
that man.
There. It's his bloody fault.
Well,
I think I'm going to choose the little man penis. Yeah, because I think there still is potential there. Yeah.
Well, it'd be like having two boyfriends as well, because it would be a different personality. It's not the same person.
Oh, they're both going to chat. Change your mind. Penis in a suit, please.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Thanks.
You'll think you're the first one to go for that. And out of everyone.
Good.
There certainly is a lot to think about with this question, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to think about it yourself as we head to a little break to hear from some of our fine advertisers. Do buy all their products. They're all fantastic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Emergency Questions, and if those advertisements have made you forget everything that's been happening, we are asking various comedians and celebrities whether they would prefer to date a man who was a 6 foot tall penis or a man who, instead of having a penis, had a tiny man in place of his genitalia. We'll find out what the wonderful cricket commentator and political satirist Andy Zaltzman had to say on that subject.
If you had to choose between dating a man who was... there's two people you can choose to date, and these are the two okay. people.
Right.
Imagine you're not married or that your wife has died. If you had to... imagine that, and you got over okay. it. You're mainly over it.
I'm
you're
mainly
back,
over
you're
it.
Back in,
okay,
I mean,
right.
you're
I'm back in the game.
You're never going to be completely over it, Andy.
Right.
But
okay.
you're mainly, you know, you're kind of most of the time over it. And then you decide about...
You just brought it all back.
You had to get... you're back on the dating wheel and you had
she's
to choose...
She's not dead, is she?
No, she's all right.
Right.
She's all right. Man enjoying that. If you had to choose between dating a man who was a 6 foot penis with a face...
Right.
So he's literally no testicles, just a penis.
Right.
Everything, he hasn't got any arms, but he has a face. So yeah. something, you know, you can kiss his face and his
right.
mouth.
That's Norman Tebbit,
isn't it? It could be. A lot of politicians do look like that when you see it. If you just take off the shoulders, there's quite a lot of no-neck people who basically look like that. With just a little face. You might have, you know, you could have a wig like you, your hair on there.
Right.
if that wouldn't be too weird.
Okay.
And or a man who is normal man, except instead of a penis, he has a tiny man. Who is...
Right.
The balls are still there, but the man is... His feet are down, so he's right. like that, and he's facing to... Someone asked on Twitter which way is
okay.
which way is the man facing, which
right.
has not been addressed. The man is facing... The little tiny man is facing the man.
Right.
So if you looked at... So I think if it was that way around, it would just be too strange.
Right.
You'd just be... You'd be looking at your own penis
right.
and the bum of the...
Right.
You just... Your eyes would be drawn to the bum of the man.
Right.
But he's that way around, so you can if you imagine it was your own penis,
okay,
you could look at his face, go hello, and you go hello, how you doing? I'm not saying my penis is that wide. That's just
right.
you know, I'm just using that as a
okay. I mean, it's so, one of the ultimate philosophical quandaries. Isn't it? I believe Soren Kierkegaard wrote it about it at length.
Yeah. Which do you would you prefer?
Well, I think,
and do you have any subsidiary
in terms of
questions?
Dating? I'd definitely go for the man with the human penis.
Yeah.
Rather than the human penis man.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's dating, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
we don't know if it's going to even reach the sexual level. So, you know, just go and have a nice meal. Then you're just having a nice meal. You can probably ignore the fact that the man... You probably wouldn't even... How would I know? I mean, as he said on his dating profile, my penis is a small man. In
you
which
might
case...
might give me a giveaway when you're just every now and again there's a tiny... He was going, let me out.
Right.
Give me some... I want something to eat.
Well, that's something to talk
What's
about, isn't
going
it?
On?
I mean, he'd probably console me about my ongoing grief about my late wife.
Why are you
but
a
mean,
or,
but you know, is this an online dating thing or not?
Well, I
because if someone has put on a profile picture who is a 6 foot penis,
yeah.
that doesn't look anything like a 6 foot penis, then I think you have. You probably have some kind of legal right of complaint, don't you?
I think you could make yourself... Because I think... It was, I got this because the Mark Reckless and the other guy, the Tory guys, both to me look quite like...
a 6 foot penis.
Brooks.
Right.
When you looked at their... They were kind of both sort of balding, so you could imagine. And then just their heads went down into their bodies. And if you took off, if they just yep. took off their suit and it was revealed those shoulders were just false shoulders, and then it just went straight down. So those men, you know, you could put a picture of Brooks Newmark's face on a dating profile. I mean, it would put you off going on a date with him because it's his horrible face. But and I think he'd be suspicious about going on a dating website now after all that happened. He's the guy who, you know, the girl pretended, the journalist pretended to be a girl.
Well, I think if you did hook up with someone on a dating website who did turn out to be a 6 foot penis, then probably you'd realise that the reason they were dating was just for some company rather than.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd actually be looking for a sexual relationship. So I think, in many ways, that would be fine as well. You've got to be open minded about these things, particularly when you've been unexpectedly widowed.
I'm not saying you couldn't do better than a 6 foot penis. Right. I'm not saying that that's. If you're single again, that's all you're going to. Those are your only two options. Right. You might have three or four, you know, you might have someone.
Right, who's got two arms that are penises, two legs that are massive nuts. Yeah, let's not rule that out, Richard. Who knows?
I should write that down.
Life throws us many curveballs.
I suppose the good thing about these questions coming up every now and again, once a week, is that you don't get to hear the question read out loads and loads of times. In some ways, doing a compilation is a terrible idea. But there's some brilliant answers in here, and Andy was fantastic. So let's now go to another brilliant stand-up. I can't wait. I can't remember asking him this, and I can't wait to hear what he said. It's the terrific Milton Jones.
If you had to choose between dating a man who was literally a six-foot penis...
So he's just a penis.
He's got a face.
How would he stand up?
Well, he just manages to stand up. He doesn't have feet. He doesn't have balls either. He's just a penis.
But that would help though with the balance.
I imagine it's a sort of slug-like affair underneath there.
Yeah.
That's how he's sort of standing, and there's some kind of sucker on the bottom.
Yes.
Or
you got carried away there.
Yeah. We can discuss, you know, there might be more questions about each... He's got a little face and he's got a mouth. He doesn't have any genitalia, because he is a genitalia.
Just one eye, though.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's got an external meatus up on there.
Yep.
So, which you could, you know, if the...
Polar neck.
If the date went well... He has got a polar neck. If the date went well, you could have sex. You'd have to find a way to have sex with him. I would imagine that you would have to use his blowhole
unless he had his own genitals as part of the...
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay.
He does not have that. That would be weird. Or...
My mistake.
Or the other choice is a man who instead of a penis has a tiny man. Who's a separate person, he's connected, he's not detachable.
Yeah.
And he's got his own personality. Yep. He's facing, we've established a few things. The man is facing, they're face to face.
Yes.
So to speak. There are still testicles. His feet are into the body, so he's head up. I think that's the main, he can talk and stuff. So you can it's like going out with two people.
Yeah.
But again... And that man would in turn have his own tiny man as a penis.
And so on
to
on,
infinity
like,
on
like
all the way around.
A weird Russian doll.
Yeah. Which of those two? Which
I think the former, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because the other one is... Well, it's just... You'd look into his eyes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Too awkward.
Yeah.
Whereas the other...
You aren't the man with the penis, you're dating the man with the penis.
Yes, no, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that.
But you just would get distracted by the two...
Yes, it would be more...
I feel sorry for this. Everyone goes for the tiny... I feel sorry for the tiny man, who in a way is a sort of slave or vassal of the larger man.
Yes.
He can't escape from...
So they're not a Siamese sort of a thing.
It's sort of almost, but he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's tiny as well. He should be in a different world, shouldn't he? He's been somehow...
I think the whole idea is from a different world.
It's an important question. It says a lot about people, which one they choose, and you're the only person to choose to go out with a six-foot penis, and that will be... The headline in the Daily Mirror.
Yes.
Milton Jones wants to date a 6 foot penis.
Right, yes.
Well, that's an interesting answer.
Got quite nicely philosophical there, didn't it? And, you know, we thought about the repercussions on the people involved and the penises involved. And that's what Rahulastapa, Rahulastapa is all really about. Now, not everyone who comes on Rahulastapa is a comedian. We have people who are funny, but who work in other professions. And Ben Goldacre is a very talented, you know, writer, scientist, thinker. Let's hear whether he would rather date a 6 foot penis or a man with a penis instead of a man instead of a penis. You think I'd know what the question was by now? If you had to choose between dating a man who was a 6 foot tall penis with a face, he'd be easy to find on this record, so I tell you. Or he's terrified of that, those records getting online. Or a man who, instead of penis, has a tiny man, which could happen.
A tiny man those, where his penis is.
Yeah, there's just a tiny living man, autonomous land.
And does that
land.
Man have himself a tiny man
does.
Penis?
He does, it goes so all the way
like
around.
It's like a sort of cock fractal.
Yeah.
Of it goes never all
the
way around.
And then the man, when you look, suddenly you realise you're standing on a gigantic man, and that man is a penis, the original, right. And so on. And
right.
Then it goes
sort of
all the way around.
Techno soundtrack, and it's all in neon, yeah. And you zoom yeah. in and.
Yeah, that's just a by the by. If you had to choose between dating the man who was the 6 foot tall penis or the man who had a tiny man as a penis, which of those two would you date?
I think it would have to be the giant cock.
Well, that's the second in a row. Yeah.
Only because I'm sort of deeply, deeply physically repulsed by the prospect of having sex with a man.
Right.
And that doesn't make me homophobic, because I'm very happy that other people...
homophobic.
No, I don't think so. No, I
have to be
so
deeply
think...
repulsed.
No, I'm deeply repulsed by me having sex with a man. I think the mistake that that homophobes make is in thinking that that is therefore to be logically extended to, it is wrong. Like, I don't like Japanese food, but I'd be happy for you to eat it in my bed and breakfast, and I would bring you cutlery and plates and everything.
You want it... Exactly, so. That's not how sushi's eaten. It's eaten with chopsticks off a little wooden thing.
So I know nothing about your world, but I'm not going to judge you, you know. Okay. It's just not for me.
Okay.
So,
So therefore you would go out with a gigantic penis.
Yeah, because that would be less like having sex with a man. Also, yeah. The man with the fractal
penis.
Not
even talked
penis.
About having sex with them. It's just going out, oh, we're just going out the... for a date with them at the moment. And they've leapt ahead. Sex would probably be part of it.
Okay. Well, in that case, definitely giant cock man, because okay. He doesn't have a... Oh, hang on. How does sex work then?
Well, you know, you'd have to find a way. He's got an external meatus on top of his head. See how he used the proper scientific terms? A herring's eye, it's also called in popular parlance. You could pleasure him by, you know... Reaching around, give him a... I mean, it's a real reach around for him.
So I think still the giant 6 foot cock is definitely a better deal. Yeah. Again, just because I don't want to have a sort of that sort of sexy cuddle with a man. Yeah. So this wouldn't be anything like that. This would just be a sort of
Uber.
Massive
it
surreal.
Like, it would be like Uber, like having a sexy cuddle with.
I'd just be sort of rubbing a massive glands, and it wouldn't.
Exactly.
It's just not a. That
makes
doesn't
you,
feel.
Makes you super gay.
That doesn't feel gay to me. It's just not
makes
gay.
Makes you the gayest
That's not
man
gay.
On earth. If it was just a little man, you'd be sort of just shaking his hand. It's not even a penis.
But I don't object to whether it's perceived as gay.
Okay.
It's just all that matters is whether for me it's
all gay.
Aversive.
It's the levels of gay. Interesting. So I don't know how I'd totally forgotten about that conversation, but I had, and I should get more academics on and ask them these kind of questions. We'd find out all sorts of things about them. I think Ben revealed maybe too much about what was going on in his psyche there. But now let's go from an intellectual to someone who is surely the opposite of an intellectual, is my very good friend and lunatic, Lou Sanders.
If you had to choose between dating a man who was a 6 foot tall penis...
I know, I thought about this a lot.
Or a man who, instead of having a penis, has a tiny man...
Mm.
Which of those two would you prefer to date?
Well, I tell you what, I'd date a few penises in my time, don't I? The Because I was listening earlier when you asked this, Bob, and the reason I wouldn't go for the man with the man on his penis is that I feel so bad for the man.
It'd be awful.
In his pants.
What about giant penis man who's sort of slithering around like a slug?
He's having a great time. Because men are fixated on their penis, and what better to stand... And they love it to be big, and so he's, like, the biggest...
That's too big, isn't it? That's too big.
Also, what a lot of fun, like, at parties. Yeah. It's my friend Dave. Everyone's like, let me speak to Dave. It'd be great. I would say the big penis, definitely. Okay. Because also, you don't have to be faithful to him, right?
Well, that seems unfair. As you say, he doesn't count as an animal.
Have a look at yourself, mate. I mean, like, of course I'm having an affair. Have a look at yourself. You have a 7-foot penis. Come on. Where was he?
Seems
and the other
cruel.
One, I think, like, if you had intimate relationships with the other one, which you would have to have sex with him, and then really what's happening there is there's a man who can't breathe.
Yeah. He's, he could have an aqualung, couldn't he?
And he might die. Aqualung. But if he dies and you have to drag him out dead, I mean, and then what?
Well, then the man who's got a dead man is for the rest of his life, which I can identify with that as I go...
Can I say neither?
No, you have to choose.
Then
you have to choose, or we can't go home.
the big penis.
Okay, that's cool. Mm. It's good. It's a good choice.
Imagine like Instagram, like the pictures would be really fun. If he was crying.
Just think back to that first time I asked the question where I thought this wouldn't have the mileage to survive as a regular question, and look how much we've got out of it. Brilliant Lou Sanders there, and another equally brilliant, and also not quite equally as loopy, but getting there, it's the terrific Roisin Conaty. Which one will she prefer? Let's find out.
If you had to choose, you're a single lady, if you had to choose between dating a man who was a 6-foot-tall penis... He has no arms or legs. He's just a massive penis. He has a face on his helmet. Or a man who, instead of having a penis, has a tiny man where his penis should be. Which of those two things would you prefer? You are welcome to ask some other questions if you...
Basically, what I've got is... This is not... The man with a tiny man there is effectively got the best penis ever. Because he's got... The man shape is the man. The torso and the legs are the penis shape. Then he's also got extra bits. It's no brainer. Definitely have a little man down
little
there.
Man. And you feel guilty about the little man if you were ever.
No, he'd have a whale of a time. I'll treat him right. He'll be all right. He'll be, you know, kind of, and he can save. He can, you know, he can sort of be like. He can check as well. It's like a health thing.
Oh, this esophagus is very tight. Yeah. You should...
No more smears. Just a little man going, something different.
Good to know.
I definitely have him, yeah.
Next up, you've seen him on The Chase, but he's never been asked a question like this by Bradley Walsh. Or has he? I don't know. I haven't watched every episode. I've been on it. It's a good show. Let's see... What? Paul Sinha, the Cinnaman. Is that because he's cinnamon? I don't know. Anyway, let's see what he thinks about the penis. Big penis man with small man question. And what his answer is, and here it is.
If you had to choose between dating... I ask everyone this question.
Between dating and what?
Dating a man who was a 6-foot-tall penis.
A man who was
a 6-foot tall penis. He's got a face, but he doesn't have anything else. It's just a penis. He doesn't have testicles. He's just got like a little slug thing on the bottom. He moves along like a slug. Or a man who, instead of having a penis, had a tiny man where his penis should be. Which would you prefer?
You make it sound like that's a dilemma. The second guy's got a face, and I'm a face guy, as I told
you. The penis has got a face, it's just on the helmet of a penis.
And then secondly, it's a threesome.
It is.
The second guy. So it's not a difficult choice, really. It is the second. Because I'm a face guy, which is why I fancied you back in the day.
You did used to fancy me. The first thing he told me was that he used to fancy me, and I said, what happened?
And I didn't know what to say because the true answer was you got fat. And I and instead I said, I'm not gay anymore, which perhaps the most embarrassing drunken thing I've ever said.
Well, I've turned plenty of women gay in my time, but that's the first gay man that I've turned straight. Not really. Anyway, very good answer, as you expect from Paul. And now let us hear from my very good friend, the flame-haired temptress, who I'm sure has dated a few six-foot-tall penises in her time. It's Sarah Kendall.
If you had to choose between going on a date, imagine your husband Henry has died. Or just left. Would you prefer it?
If he died or left me.
Which would you prefer? Would you prefer him to die or to leave you for someone else? Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer he died.
Okay. So he's died, very sadly. You're taking a couple of years to get over it, and you're back dating again.
Not like my grandmother. She moved on instantly.
And you have a choice between dating a six-foot-tall penis.
Yep.
It's a man, but he's just a penis.
He's just a penis.
Got a face. He's got a face and a penis.
Inside the helmet.
Yeah, in the helmet. Exactly. Yeah. Or a man who, instead of a penis, has a tiny man. Which of those two would you prefer to take?
No, hang on. There's a penis.
There's a gigantic penis. He's 6 foot tall, but he's just a penis. He just hasn't got balls. He just slithers around like a slug.
Leaves a trail of semen.
Yeah. No, because the semen would come out the other end. So just,
not if he's just hemorrhaging at the base. He's constantly hemorrhaging semen at the base.
It has to come from somewhere. Yeah.
Well, it does. Yeah. Man's not a camel.
He might wear like a false suit of shoulders on it to make it look like he was.
Shoulder pads in a caftan.
Yeah.
Because the caftan would cover like 9/8.
But then the man who's got a tiny man, it's just the tiny man standing.
Hang on, a man who's got a man.
He hasn't got a penis, it's a tiny man then.
It's him?
No, it's another man. Another man with a distinct personality.
Right.
But who, crucially, doesn't need to breathe through his mouth because he's still connected to the blood supply.
Like a baby.
Of the larger man. Yeah.
So he gets the nutrients that the larger
he
man
does.
So, through the umbilical cord.
So if you're worried about if you were having sex with him that he would suffocate, don't worry, he'll be fine.
That would be my first concern if I was having sex with a miniature man. I'd think, oh, what if he suffocates?
I'm glad that you're a kind person. I knew you would.
Does the little man talk?
Yeah.
So he has thoughts and feelings, and he's got a brain. He's a sentient being.
Yeah, of course. What is this? He's like a vegetable tiny penis.
Is he attached at the feet or the head?
He's attached.
Like, is it he two feet coming out to a head, or is he the head? That come out
of course,
to two feet.
His feet are attached to
his feet are attached.
That would be cruel.
The feet are attached with.
I mean, it'd be quite nice. I suppose if it was the other way around and you're having sex with him, you're like he was in a little bed and the sheets were being pulled up and down.
It'd be just like that. Yeah.
You'd hold on like that.
To my vagina.
Yes.
But that doesn't make sense, because you're suggesting that his feet have the sensitivity of the head of an erect penis.
Well, they would do it in your version, that's what I'm saying. I've never thought of him that
way. So his entire body has the sensitivity of a penis?
Well, for me, he's the other way around, and his head is the head of the penis.
Right, but that would be the sensitivity.
I think that would probably be the most... Or he's just a man and he's not sensitive at all.
Yeah, okay. But he functions in the same way a penis does.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I would... Probably. Do I have to have sex with the 6 foot tall?
No, it's a date. Whether you're
is
on
it
a date,
just going, it's just oh, going out.
Yeah, going out, and then you'll see. And if it goes
well, see if things go well.
Yeah.
Does he also have a penis?
The penis doesn't have a penis. He is
so
a penis.
He's just a penis.
Yeah, so he doesn't need a penis. He is a penis.
Oh.
I mean, he's a big penis. You'd have to find different ways
see,
to satisfy
him. See, now you're going
him.
Down this weird road of, but you'd like to have sex with that, a 6 foot tall penis.
You wouldn't be able to have sex with
it. No, it would, no. I would probably go out with the man with the penis attached to, no, the man penis.
Yeah, everyone chooses him. I feel sorry
everyone
for
Everyone chooses
yeah, I feel sorry for the big penis man. You'd have to give him like an arm job, you'd be like that.
The only way you'd be able to satisfy him.
To, yeah. And we've already established that hand jobs are a bit, ugh.
Yeah, but for him, they're the best he's going to get.
That's an arm job.
Unless you could stick something down the blowhole. Some guys like that.
That would be really
right, guys,
painful.
I'm going to look into the front row here.
Am I right, fellas?
Yeah. Some guys
that's
like
such
a little...
a great moment to do it, am I right? Some people like having things shoved down the eye of their penis, am I right? Am I right, guys?
I don't know why we've ended up talking about penises
we
so
always
much.
End up in a place know, that we know, shouldn't end up.
I don't
up.
Know that's why the... that has happened. There were so much other things to talk to you about.
Sarah Kendall there. I like how suddenly the penis man, the man who's in place of a penis, has a blood system attached. I mean, that does make sense. I don't know where that detail got added, presumably in an answer that wasn't good enough to make this compilation. We don't just put all of them on here, you know? Anyway, let's go to... Weirdly, this particular podcast was recorded remotely because my guest was American and also it was during lockdown. It was about 12 hours before I had my testicle removed. It was literally the eve of my operation. So this was a weird question to come up with for that particular occasion. Maybe that's what inspired me. Let's see. My guest is brilliant star of 24, The Larry Sanders Show, much more, Mary Lynn Ricecup. All right, I'll ask you another date. This is a date-based question. Would you rather date a man who was a six-foot-tall penis or a man who, instead of having a penis, had a tiny man down there instead? So it's
wow.
A different, it's a different
that's a great
person.
Question. Does
thank
a tiny
you.
Man have a penis?
I imagine he might have another man. I think the tiny man, the giant penis thing doesn't is just a penis. I don't think that has a penis,
right.
The giant penis. I think the tiny penis man probably has another tiny man where his penis should be and so on to infinity. And then if you look backwards, the man you are with would probably be on another giant man.
Wow, that's tripped out.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like the large penis would be more basic and kind of exciting just to wonder at it. But and my mind is having fun jumping from one to the other back and forth. So thank you for that.
That's why it's a difficult choice.
It is a difficult choice.
That's why I don't ask easy questions.
No. the man in the place of the penis. Yeah.
I think that's the best. I think a lot of people feel the 6 foot penis man would be
intimidating.
Well, embarrassing to be around, you know. I think it would, you know, you'd have to go on dates with it, and people going, "Is that a giant penis?" Even if he dressed up a bit like a, put it like a.
Maybe I'm
on.
The perfect girlfriend for him because I just said that's intimidating. Like I wouldn't be embarrassed. I'd just be like, "Aren't you scared? Look at my date. It's a giant penis. Are you intimidated?"
I think you might be. I think you might be the woman to take that on. I think you might.
Maybe I have already. You know.
Maybe I have. And the final guest for this particular compilation is the political comedian, very fine stand-up, Ahir Shah.
Would you rather date a man who is a six-foot-tall penis?
Hold on, wait. So he is
a
six-foot-tall
penis? Yeah, it's just...
As in that's all there is?
They're all there is. He might have some balls at the bottom that he sort of shuffles along on. He's got a face on the helmet bit. And he might I think it's a while since I asked. Well, I think he would put just out of politeness to society, he'd wear a sort of jacket with false arms on it, like rod arms. But he wouldn't be able to use the arms unless he got mechanical arms, which he might do.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just like a hole on top of his head that stuff can come out. I think he'd have to somehow ingest food through there.
Yeah.
Or a man who, instead of having a penis, has a tiny man there instead.
But the thing is, I'm dating, but this could be a celibate relationship. I'm not necessarily expected to...
Well, yeah, it'd be difficult to...
Yeah, I'm not expected to do anything with either.
But I think if I was dating the 6 foot tall penis man, I'd wank him off a bit.
Just
out
would.
Of pity, because he couldn't. He's got no arms. Those arms are just hanging.
I would date the guy who had another guy
okay.
instead of a dick.
Yeah.
B, because then we could go out and about and it'd just be normal. No one would be like, why is there a 6 foot tall dick like on the central line hanging out? And then when we got back, get into bed, take off our clothes, there's another chap there to have a discussion with. Three friends. Okay. Lovely.
Good.
Makes sense.
Good to know.
Got someone to mediate in arguments.
Yeah. But if you did have sex with the guy, you'd have to have the other guy put up you. You'd be happy with that?
I don't think he'd be happy with that.
You'd have to have scuba diving equipment. Man,
like, I think I would very much be the top in that scenario. Okay.
I think that says a lot about you, that answer. And I feel
I don't want to make a dick-sized man go in my ass. Yes.
That and the fact that you were embarrassed to be seen out with the penis man, who's just he's probably got a nice personality, and you've judged him. He can't help being born that way. You dated him. You went on a date with him. And then you could have just said, I'm not going on a date with you, mate. I've got a prejudice against penis men.
It's the last socially acceptable prejudice to be prejudiced against on a 6 foot tall dick.
On a similar note,
yeah,
this is a question I asked more rarely in the past. Would you rather date a woman who is a 6 foot vulva or a woman who, instead of having genitalia, has another woman living in a burrow between her legs? I mean, that sounds like that woman could just pop out anytime she wants and runs around. She's not even like a tap. She's just like a marsupial. Which of those would you like? I can guess from you with your prejudice against 6 foot tall genitals.
I'm going to continue that prejudice now.
That's what I thought.
And a little bonus extra emergency question at the end there. I have asked a few people that one as well. Probably not enough to make a compilation. Not yet. But when we get desperate, then you'll see. What a fun trawl through that very important question we've had. I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back next month with another one of these, I'm sure. Thank you very much again to Ben Evans for working very hard to collate these various clips and select the best ones. Thank you also to Kathleen McKeegan, who runs the brilliant Rahulastupa, rahulastupa.com, which makes Ben's job a little bit easier because it lists where all of the emergency questions were asked and what the answers were. So thank you to that, Kathleen. Very well worth your time having a look at that website if you love this podcast in very, very fine detail. And thank you to Chris Evans, not that one, of course, for all of his hard work as well. Do keep listening to podcasts. Do keep telling your friends about it. And we will see you for more podcasts on this same channel whenever you're ready. See you next time. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.